Siemens Power Pods, 60 years of powering India.
Hi, welcome to Cummins Power Pods. My name is Neerja. A very happy new year to everyone listening in. We are back with a brand new episode in 2023 and we couldn't be more excited. Now, let me begin with this. At Cummins India, we believe that good environmental stewardship begins with us and that everything that we do should lead to a cleaner and a healthier environment. Being a responsible and steadfast member of the Indian industry for nearly six decades, we continue to spearhead initiatives and support the government and society in building a better tomorrow. So, as an industry partner to CII, Cummins India has been actively involved in multiple initiatives that have helped shape our communities and industries for the better. To commemorate this long and purpose-driven collaboration, we have a very special guest on today's episode, Seema Arora, Deputy Director General of the Confederation of Indian Industry. She advises organizations in developing innovative products and frameworks and has truly been our ally in building a sustainable future for India. Let's go right ahead and say hello.
In conversation with Seema Arora.
Seema, hello and welcome to Cummins Power Pods. It's great to have you here.
Hi, thank you. I'm really excited to be part of this PowerPod series of Cummins.
That's fantastic because it's such a celebratory time for us. We are bringing in our 60-year legacy and we're so happy that you're a part of this conversation with us. Now, Seema, at CII, right, you work with the entire Indian industry and Cummins India and CII have a very close relationship in that they've collaborated on many, many initiatives, projects, events and the like for a long period of time. So tell us this, what according to you differentiates Cummins India as an industry partner to CII and how has this collaboration evolved over the years?
So Cummins has been a partner for CII in multiple areas. These areas span manufacturing, technology and innovation, environment sustainability, skilling, diversity, inclusion, to name a few. To my mind, the key differentiator that Cummins brings to the relationship is a very deep sense of commitment, which it exemplifies to consistent involvement at all levels of the organization. You know, CII has a federal structure and we are fortunate to have had leaders from Cummins involved from state level to regional level to the national level in CII. You asked me how the relationship has evolved. I've been in CII for 31 years.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last couple of decades, I've seen Cummins provide leadership for new and emerging areas. Cummins does not shy away from getting into very difficult and complex issues. More importantly, Cummins does not view the relationship only from its own lens. The leaders of Cummins, I've seen, actually bring to the table global insights while keeping in mind the inherent interest of India and the diversity of India and its stakeholders. So Cummins, through participation in various CII initiatives, has actually demonstrated how a role model relationships, when curated properly, can create very meaningful impact at an ecosystem level.
Okay, that's fantastic. And that's a mutually fruitful relationship from the sound of it. And you have, like you said, 31 years of experience that attests to that fact. Now, Seema, at Cummins India, we believe that environmental stewardship is everyone's prerogative, right? Because strong communities and vibrant economies depend on a healthier planet. So it's really up to us all. Cleaner Air, Better Life is CII's national initiative. And as an active partner, Cummins India focuses on clean fuel technologies, biomass management, clean transportation, and clean industry practices. So taking all of this into consideration, what would you say motivated CII and Cummins India to launch this initiative and how has it developed over the years?
So actually, I'll take you back a couple of years. The winter of 2016,
mm-hmm.
When the air quality in the National Capital Region became so severe that schools were ordered to shut down. Coincidentally, at the same time, the global CEO of Cummins was in town and asked the India leadership to think of ways to help tackle this very, you know, critical issue of air pollution. At the same time, CII and many of its stakeholders in CII, including our members, were asking us, what is CII going to do on air pollution? And it was Cummins who actually raised their hand and said, we would like to partner CII and curate something meaningful. This is how the initiative Cleaner Air, Better Life, Swachh Vayu, Dirghayu was started. It's a multi-stakeholder platform. It brings together diverse stakeholders and prepares actionable strategies to take care of the sources of pollutions. It started with Delhi NCR, but has really grown. And I still remember, you know, the first meeting we had with the CEO of Niti Aayog, and it's actually courtesy Cummins that we had the partnership with Niti Aayog. I remember that first meeting, the CEO of Cummins India provided a strong rationale to Niti Aayog, and that's why they came on board for this Cleaner Air, Better Life initiative. And not only that, the consistent persistence of leaders of Cummins who ensured that Niti Aayog stayed strongly engaged with the initiative. In fact, they're still engaged with this initiative. You mentioned about the four areas, very right. We focus on clean fuel, biomass, clean transportation, clean industry. All of these are very strong, inherent, strengths of Cummins.
Yeah.
And using, a very diverse multi-stakeholder approach, we had detailed consultations and launched these four actionable reports in 2018. And, the impact that it created, that some of these recommendations found place in the union budget that year. And then, really spurred by that success, and the government also asked CII and Cummins that while you have made all these recommendations, show us how it works on the ground. That's when we went to the field in Punjab and adopted 19 villages in 2018 and worked with farmers very closely. I know that the Cummins leaders were with us when we launched it. They came to the field with us. We showed how they can use different types of, methodologies to manage the straw instead of the traditional way of burning it. And primarily the methodology is really to put it back into the soil rather than burn it. And the first year itself, we saw that 75% of the land was not burnt out of those 19 villages. Next year, we actually increased the number of villages. And as we speak today in the current season, CII, supported by Cummins and a few other organizations now, have reached out to 300 villages. We have adopted 300 villages in 12 districts of Punjab and Haryana, reaching to 3 lakh acres of farmland, covering 50,000 farmers. And we've worked on creating 75 community tool banks, which are operated by cooperatives, panchayats, FPOs, custom hiring centers. And they deploy the machinery that goes out through this program. The support is given for machinery. And the machinery that actually goes out to these, 75 community tool banks that I just described, especially goes out at a very subsidized rate to small and marginal farmers. So we're really making a change in the way small and marginal farmers adopt better agriculture practices. And we're seeing a huge, momentum behind it now. And actually Cummins, I go back and think that, the days in 2016, 17, 18, when we were actually thinking about it with Cummins, it was, something that we all thought will make a change. We can now see it on the ground. That's actually making a change. The result is there for everyone to see.
That's amazing. I mean, they say the proof is in the pudding. And I think in this case, the proof is not just on paper, right? But it's actually on the ground, like you said. So clearly these initiatives are making a tremendous impact. So
I just want to add, if I can, that we still have a long way to go. So while we are making a lot of impact, we do need many more supporters, just like Cummins, who has really been continuously supporting us and continues to support us even now. And our plan is to scale it even further with Cummins' support. But actually, I also want that many others can join because the problem is so large. And if others follow the model that Cummins has followed, we can actually very successfully tackle the problem.
Absolutely. And even acknowledging that there's more work to be done just means that we're all on the right path, right? So, thank you for shedding some light on that, Seema. Now, coming to Cummins having a solid and enviable legacy of more than 60 years in India and a global commitment, let's talk about our Destination Zero strategy, right? To become a net zero company by 2050. Now, India has also declared transition to zero emissions by 2070. So what is your expectation from the industry in driving inclusive, sustainable and balanced growth in India? And what role do you think Cummins is going to be playing in it?
See, this is a very, very huge challenge for Indian industry because, you know, like you rightly said, there's a balancing act that the industry has to actually walk.
Right.
Now, India still is growing and we should grow, right? We need to provide, let's say, you know, energy access to a lot of our population even now. And many other things need to be provided. So our energy consumption will continue to grow. But we still, as a country, have taken this target that we will have net zero emissions by 2070. So this is a daunting task where industry is as much a part of the problem, but actually the solutions will also come from the industry. And that is where I think Cummins has a huge role to play. I think Cummins is in that very, very important position to actually provide solutions. And I'm very glad to note that Cummins has set emissions reduction targets themselves as well as a corporation and has also set various other aspirational goals beyond, you know, just a science-based target initiative. They've looked at improving supply chain emissions, embedding circular economy principles. And I think as a solution provider, Cummins has a key role to play in decarbonizing both the power and the transport sector because right. their product portfolio is actually extremely amenable to lead the way and continue to focus on providing, for example, sustainable energy storage solutions, also going to cleaner fuels, going to hydrogen, etc. So I think Cummins has this very huge opportunity and I have no doubt that they will actually lead the way in providing these solutions.
Absolutely. Seema, I'd like to wrap up with this question, you know, bringing things full circle here. Cummins India completes 60 years, right, this year and has played quite an integral role in driving the growth story of India at 75. What are your thoughts on this and how would you like to, you know, wrap things up for us?
So I think Cummins has a very compelling and a very distinguished legacy in India. And I congratulate them for creating this very, very compelling legacy. I think they are amongst the most trusted brand in India today. I think the trust comes from, you know, how reliable their products are and how, you know, excellent their people and their leadership is. I mean, I have myself experienced it. I mean, I worked with multiple leaders in Cummins and I think they're all each par excellence and role models. And I can feel the passion they bring to the work and their unwavering commitment to empower people and positively impact our planet. This is a really great legacy. Now, I think as we look forward, as I was saying that, you know, Cummins is already a role model, but it has also created a very, very high benchmark for itself. So as we look forward from India at 75, going to India at, you know, 100, Cummins, I think, needs to take even more leadership and has to bring to Indian corporate sector probably areas which the corporate sector has not yet even looked at and is struggling to look at. And I particularly want to, you know, talk about diversity, equity, inclusion, where I see that Cummins India has taken a leadership role. I know that nearly 42% of their leadership team comprises of women, more than 35% women representation across engineering roles, which is really something very laudable.
Yeah.
I think this is something that Cummins can now offer and take to the rest of the corporate sector in India. And I'm really looking forward to having a very wonderful partnership with Cummins as we go forward in the next couple of decades.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a very long and illustrious partnership. Seema, I think you have truly captured the sentiment of this 60-year legacy backed by some very meaningful facts. So thank you so much for bringing that to the show today. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure as well.
Cummins PowerPods, the sound of celebration.
That was such an empowering conversation. It's always great to hear the passion behind the cause, and that's exactly what Seema brought to the show today. So once again, our thanks to Seema for joining us, and also a big thank you to you, our listeners, for staying with us on this wonderful journey as we celebrate this 60-year legacy that stands behind Cummins India. There's more to come, as always, so brace yourselves and stay tuned. Until next time, it's me, Neerja, signing off. Bye-bye, and again, a very happy new year to you.
Cummins PowerPods, 60 years of powering India in voice.